Great. Wonderful. Good afternoon, everyone. So we are very, very pleased. We have a number of what we call initial commitments and underway commitments today, which is absolutely great. Some of these have been a little bit delayed because of, as Hugh was referring to, because of various things and how we restructure things for the anniversary weekend. But for those who aren't, who are sort of for some of our guests, and those who are less familiar with our life, making commitments is really a part of who we are. And actually, it's one of the things, if you were at the anniversary weekend, that I spoke about. And it's a part of describing our life together as a community, as opposed to just being sort of a prayer group or a bunch of people who just hang out together. But we are committed to each other. So we express this within a covenant and within a commitment. So as is normally the case, what we'll do first is we will read out all together. Well, actually, I'm going to ask a few people to read out different parts of our covenant and our commitment, and then invite those who are going to make initial, and then those who are making underway to come up and make their commitments. I am having real fun with my technology at the moment. Please work. Also having fun with this thing. No, I don't think it's going to work. Yes, that would be wonderful. Thank you, Bob. Good idea. All right, let's see if that works. Right. So, normally in these things, I am ahead of the curve, well prepared, and I've already notified people beforehand and said, I'm going to ask you to read one of these paragraphs. But I decided that's far too organized. So I'm going to read out names as we and say, read the next slide, and I'm going to pick on those people who are about to make their commitments as well. Not all of you, because there's only five paragraphs that need reading. But so be prepared, and hopefully you're here as well. Right. Okay. We'll start by reading this. Can you see that right? That's a really... Which one's that, Robert? This one here that I'm on. That's a brilliant idea. You know, one of the things about... A drooping mic sound. That's fine. I can hold it because that's going to be... Great, brilliant. So one of the things that's great about being a part of a body, as it says in Corinthians, is that, you know, different people have different gifts. And one of the things that Deborah has is lots and lots of common sense. So thank you, Deborah. Okay, so I'm going to read the first paragraph, and then I'm going to call out your name, and hopefully this will be long enough, or if not, then stand and come a little bit close, maybe into the middle, and read the next paragraph. So it first has an introduction, and then the covenant itself, and then we'll move on to the commitments. In God, Christ has offered the new covenant to all people. Countless are those who have entered this covenant by faith and baptism. They form a great company in heaven and on earth. It is a joy and a privilege to know Christ Jesus as Lord, to be numbered in his body, and to have brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. Kasia.
Our Lord Jesus Christ has commanded his followers to love one another and has prayed that they all be one. Heeding his command and mindful of his prayer, some Christians in our time have received God's call to love and to be joined to brothers and sisters, not only in their own local churches and from their own church backgrounds, but also in other churches and from other traditions.
Such, by the grace of God, are we. God has put in our hearts the desire to live out Christian unity day by day. He has led us to come together as an ecumenical, charismatic, and multicultural community, Antioch, which we believe he has initiated and continues to sustain.
Elizabeth.
Uh, We believe he has given us a fourfold mission to live out and foster Christian unity as far as we are able, to foster holy family and single life, to spread and defend the gospel, and to encourage other similar communities. We are profoundly grateful to God for his call and the provision of a means to live it out. It is with joy that we make the following covenant with one another before him.
Thanks. Okay, so now we move on to a few paragraphs about our actual covenant itself. Carol.
We declare to one another and before God our profound gratitude for the salvation won for us by Christ. Dependent upon divine grace, we pledge ourselves anew to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We aspire to live in submission to the scriptures and with due regard to our respective churches.
I had Stella down, but is that right? Are you going to be all right, Stella, to come up? Or otherwise, I'll say Stuart, but great. Thanks, Stella. We're going to get a dual statement.
Give me Stella and Alexander.
Together.
As Christians brought together by God, we earnestly desire to help one another to know him more, to follow his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and to be constantly filled and empowered by his Holy Spirit. Worshipping God together is at the center of our community life. Furthermore, we understand to love and serve him in lives of daily. Prayer, the study of his word, to participate in our churches, to do honorable work, to be concerned for our fellow men and women, and to be active in faith-filled spreading of the gospel.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read this next paragraph, and then all together we will read the last one. We commit ourselves to being good stewards of the community life God has given us. First, by loving and caring for one another and those he adds to our number. Second, through attending the meetings of the community. Third, through supporting the pattern and order of our life together. Fourth, serving in the community. And finally, giving generously of our material and financial resources. We shall make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Okay, the final paragraph, let's read this all together. May God equip and anoint us for the mission he has given us.
May he use us.
Let it sign to his church and to those who do not know him. And may he send people out from our midst to be a blessing to many, both in London and elsewhere. We commend ourselves to the faithful care, asking the Son and Holy Spirit be a community on this world. His Antioch, a community of the sword of the Spirit. Amen. So let me invite first those making their initial commitment, which is 7 people. So, Teen, there you go, Teen, Stella and Stuart, sorry, Stella, you're up again, Elizabeth, Kasia, Josh, and Sarah. Okay. You took away my bit of paper, Hugh. All right. So these commitments, as a reminder, are bilateral, right? Which is they commit to us and we commit back, or actually the other way around. We commit first to them and then they make their commitment. So I'm going to start, make a comment, and then ask for your statement of commitment. We have discerned with you that the Lord is calling you to join Antioch at least for a season of your life. We invite you to make a commitment to your brothers and sisters in Antioch to enter into our covenant. We welcome you into membership of Antioch, and in our turn, we commit ourselves to love, serve, and support you in your walk with God. Okay, members of Antioch, will you love, serve, and support these brothers and sisters as members of the community?
We will.
Right answer. Very good. I will start with Sarah down the far end and go across. Are you right to start, Sarah?
I, Sarah Ruth Yates, want to give my life fully to God. Today, tonight, night.
I, Maria Teresa Estero, want to give my life fully to God, and today I make my initial commitment to become a member of Antioch and the Sword of the Spirit.
I, Katarzyna Barbara Tokarska de los Santos, want to give my life fully to God, and today I make my initial commitment to become a member of Antioch and the Sword of the Spirit.
Elizabeth Mary Flynn, want to give my life fully to God, and today I make my initial commitment to become a member of Antioch and the Sword of the Spirit.
I, Joshua Yates, want to give my life fully to God, and today I make my initial commitment to become a member of Antioch and the Sword of the Spirit.
I, Stuart Bell, want to give my life fully to God, and today I make my initial commitment to become a member of Antioch and the Sword of the Spirit.
I, Stella, want to give my life fully to God, and today I make my initial commitment to become a member of Antioch and the Sword of the Spirit.
I, Sarah Ruth Yates, give my life fully to God, and today I make my initial commitment to become a member of Antioch and the Sword of the Spirit.